Begin the grand daf mesechta baba kama daf mem tes. Begin on Amud Beis. Begin tes masta. Begin with the words of the Gemara. V'tani zachsa. So it should say zachsa. Tesis says in my gear brayis. Not coming to edit the brayis and change the word. They'll claim. In other words, when you're saying zacha mishi yesh leischus, which is the isha, which would be zachsa, but it's not like we're changing the words of the brayis. Next, this matter with the words of the Gemara, Mashkana Shei Yisrael Ba'yad Ger, B'chulu, the security of a Jew in the hand of a convert, etc. Mitzinas Mi'adai, so when the one who comes to take it, so we take it away from him. Taisa says, now even if the security was taken not during the time of the loan, which, even according to one who holds that the creditor acquires the security, but still, at the same time, there's only a lien in it, since the Jew could redeem it, meant to remove him with money. So even if you say he acquired it, but he would say that it's only a lien, and that's what we're telling you over here in the Salacha, that it doesn't make a difference that this was a security, because ultimately the Jew will get it back because it's his, because he could have paid up the ger with money. And therefore, you take it away from the one who grabs it from the estate of the ger. It makes this matter with the words of Melchizedek. Hilchos halacha is a lesser b'chatzah. That is not there in the courtyard. What's not in the courtyard? Special courtyard. Rashi explains Damashkin courtyard. It's going on the security. That's not in the courtyard because the mitzvah b'chatzah was in the courtyard. Then he would be equal. He would acquire. Even if the owner is not there on the side of the field, which has to be based on that, but so let me have to say that b'chatzah b'shteras must be that it's a guarded, safeguarded courtyard. Because if it was an unguarded courtyard, Lekon, he would not acquire Elokin and Mitzat Zizel unless he's standing on the side of the field. Can he pack up the Mitzvah like he's born in the Mitzvah of Yadav Manal? Now, my it's a sucker that according to what the Gemara thought in the Havamina. Diary that Tomar Kishamashka Machatzer, that the security is in the courtyard of Baal Chatzer Inkan, that the owner of the courtyard is not here, the Enik, if he had Maskan, Shalom Zid, and then it wouldn't be according to the way, as we just said, it was the conclusion of the Gemara Mitzvah. But the Lurin, according to Ead, seems to actually in the Mikar and the Mechachas, really. Now, the Gemara originally understood this also. Diary Bechatzer Shem Mishtamir, as we're talking about an unguarded courtyard, but I call it, does not acquire Elokin unless you're standing on the side of the field. So too, it sounds like from this that he says that this guy came and he took possession, obviously was not guarded because you see the guy took it, and that's what Tumachot says. Shein mishtameres. But the commandment says Lachas Aloch is the less b'chatzer. What's that going on? About chatzer kai. Claim in other words, shnei deshanim neshanim. This the answer he gave is an answer. I mean to say that yeah, it's because he's not there. But if he's there. That's just saying that it's not going to acquire when it's a chadash in mishtameres if the owner's not there. Next, this matter begins with Achivah by Rishus Ram, a pistol of Rishus Ram. Someone digs a pit in Rishus Yach in the private domain, and the opening is in Rishus Ram, which says that it's called the Musa Chalach Shmaita. The main rule of all these teachings are that Boyer Buster Pischeslin, that the status of the Boyer goes out on where the opening is. The pit is considered where the opening is, no matter where you're digging it. So if someone digs a pit in the street and the opening is to the private domain, Pishbukun, Rashi explains, and with the Hifka Rishusa, that he makes his property Hafker. The same thing you would get if you initially made the pit near the street, which is the same purpose of getting close or being by Mimafki Yerushus. Aye, so then Tesis bothered Belehutzach Lefar, so he didn't have to explain the Hifka Rishusai, so why did he say, he could have just said it was near the Rishus Ram, why do you have to say that he made his Rishus Hafka? Because El Mashem Demash, when they listen to the Pisch, the Rishus Yachad, the Emtzer Rishus Yachad, the wording of that, it opened into a private domain, sounds like it was in the middle of the private domain. Kedmuch Bek Malik, obviously from the Gemara, later on the Vnunim and Alvam, next Amid, the Ketani which teaches Rishus Ram, if you dug in the street, the Pisgah Rishus Yachad, and it opened into the private domain, Potter is Potter. The Muki, that it's talking about Shalei Hifker, that he did not declare on Lislei Rishus, not his domain and not his pit. So he's saying that, but this case is talking about where he was Mafkrin. And that's why over there, because it was in the middle, because who cares if it was not Mafkir, it was on the side of Rishus Ram, then you should be Chayiv even so. Obviously, the Yepater, because again, it opens up in the middle of the Rishus. Now, Karsak, the Gemara originally assumed, because Hefka Rishus of Leibayre, that when you made the Rishus Hefka and not the pit, right? Mishum the Mashmalay, because he understood, who Piskel Rishus or Yachad, and that again, that the opening is into the private domain, is the Emtzer Rishus Yachad, is in the middle of the domain. Like we're saying, that's the reason why you would be potter, because it's not near the street. Like this must begin with the words Gemara. So you dug it in a private domain and you opened up into another private domain. Pesach Kohen Jerash explains, what's the case to Amash? If Gerush should say that he made his property Hefker, meaning the one whose property that the opening of the pit opens up from, which says, Ein Nira, Shiratzen Leimer, doesn't mean to say that, that it opened up into the opening of a private domain of someone else. And the other person went in the because then it shouldn't have said it in the Isa, in the feminine. Rather, it sounds like, so it says rather, it sounds like that it's actually all one person's property. But based on that, then the word acher doesn't really make sense, because it sounds like it's going on the property. Meaning it sounds like on the person. Be'ein lahakshas, and don't ask, amai yitzrach l'misni, that why'd I have to say b'shus yachad, b'shul shus yachad acher? Why are you saying that you dug in b'shus yachad and opened into another b'shus yachad? Because that's what Taiz is saying, it's all owned by the same person. So it's just the agav achri nakar achri, right? It's just because of the other case that we said this. U'pirish lanu, I explained, Shabbar b'Pesach, I call it b'shus yachad, it's all in his property. But the other ones we have to say, we're the other part of, you know, there's the digging one place and the opening is somewhere else. Now, Verima Farash re-explains, B'Shus Yachad, B'Shus Yachad Achar, what does that mean? That he dug in one B'Shus Yachad and the opening was to a B'Shus Yachad Achar. Then, Shachad B'Shus B'Shus Atzmai, that he actually dug it in his own possession, B'Shus B'Shus Chaver, and opened up to his friend's, his property. The Itzrich, and it was necessary, the light them, don't say, you would have thought, okay, yeah, because only if the opening is into the street, the shchichi rabbi maski, where there's a lot of people and it'll cause damage. But in a private domain, like a that would only have to be concerned about that guy who's in that property, that you would think, you'd be put to a guy. We certainly learned something in the Mishnah on the Flam, same type of idea that, okay, when it comes to Rishas Yachid, okay, you would think maybe you're potter. And if we had to say that the halacha would be even, now, according to the reason interpretation, is difficult because why is he liable for the damages of the owner of that courtyard? If that courtyard owner's axe falls into the pit, since the owner of the pit, the one who digs, pays the damages of the courtyard, it's actually the responsibility is the owner of the courtyard to fill it up. It's his butter. So why would that guy's axe be the liability according to what the re saying? It's that it's someone else's property that you hire for. To his damages. Someone digs a pit in the private domain and there's an opening in the public, in the public property. There are certain texts that's written that actually was dug in the street and the opening was in the street. And that's in the Brisa. Well, because that's a little bit difficult. According to that text, should have just said if someone digs in the street. But don't be bothered, Mishum Dekoya Hanach the Masnitin. That because it's really going on those that were learned in the Mishnah, the Irish are Pesach Mishnah Sacharis. That we say that the opening is in a different property. So it's a Lashmin and the Arab is in, and so that's why I have to teach you that no, here Tuman that and that Kesh, Abba Pesach Machamach Mishnah Ram, that they're both in the same place. And therefore that's why it says regarding the digging and the opening, even though they're both in the same place in Mishnah Ram. Next, this must begin with the Gemara al Kri leKolshkin. So, if you're high for the uncovering, for sure for the digging, which b'mechilton amrin mekan, that the Brisa on this pasuk says from here she'ein oinshin min hadin, that obviously you can't punish based on that you don't punish based on logic, which that's what we're saying that you see it's not enough. You see that has to say pesicha and kriya, even though it would be. A kavuchemer. I mean, the exact point that the Gemara is asking is what the Mechilton says. Yeah, you see that you can't learn that menadin. Abashal shalana in sevikin, as our Gemara is saying that. No, it's asking it as a question because you would have been learning shemenadin. We already explained the beginning of the Mesechta, the Beis of Menalv, and the Maschel Balai, and I interest the Eldav Daman Beis, the Maschel Beidim.